Hey friends, welcome to the Marriage and Ministry Podcast, the podcast where we equip and encourage those who are married and those who are ministering together. So this is our
pilot episode.
What does that even mean? What does pilot mean?
I don't know, other than we're piloting this thing in a direction we don't know where it's headed.
We don't know where this thing's going. We hope to land this plane.
Yes, we do.
Safely. Okay, so we would say this is our introductory episode.
Yes, that doesn't sound as cool though. It sounds too formal.
So this is the pilot episode.
Yes, the pilot
episode. But we are going to introduce ourselves in this episode. Yeah. So why don't we do this? Instead of me introducing myself, why don't I introduce you?
Okay.
All right. So this is...
All right. I like it.
This is my lovely wife, Jen. I'm gonna do some word associations.
Oh boy. Okay. This better be good.
I'm gonna just pick some words that describe you.
Okay.
Okay, just one at a time.
This can quickly become just the ministry podcast if this does not go well.
Oh, threats. Oh, boy. Okay, so Jen, let's do connections with you. Beach.
Yes, ding ding.
Yep. Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Drinking and one now.
We're enjoying some great Banyan Tree coffee from Bradenton. Yeah. All right, so coffee. Let's see, what would be another good one? Jesus, that would come first.
Yes, top of the list.
All about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Mother.
Yeah, yes, I am.
Yes. And the office, how's that?
Good, yeah, spot on.
Anything else you want to add?
I mean, I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your turn.
All right, so... This is Pilgrim Benham. Did you say my first name? I didn't remember.
Jen Benham.
Yeah. All right. Pilgrim Benham. And you have a unique name. Let's just point out the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Everyone's already thinking it anyway.
Right. That's why. Let's just get right to it. Right. So you hated it as a kid, especially those teenage years.
Yeah.
But have come to appreciate the uniqueness of it now.
Middle school was not kind.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But I do enjoy it now.
Yeah. I love your name. I think it's unique.
Very cool.
Yeah. So about you, let's say, okay, coffee.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my coffee as well.
Yeah, so we got that covered. Frisbee golf?
Frisbee golf, yeah.
Okay. Books?
Books.
Lots of books.
Yes, reading books.
Reading and listening to audiobooks.
Yes.
And which are totally different.
No, we're going to poll our listeners because Jen 100% is convinced that audiobooks... do not count as reading.
This is an ongoing challenge.
And it's different. It's an audio book.
Yes. So, you're still going through the book, but you're listening to the book. You're not reading it. So you can't say, I've read 10 books this month.
Sure, I can.
And 4 of them are audio. You can say, I've read 6 books and listened to 4.
I've enjoyed 10 books this month.
There you go.
All right.
That works.
We are going to poll our listeners and ask the question.
Oh, gosh.
That we'll put it somewhere on Facebook or Instagram.
Okay, right. Yeah. Star Wars.
Yes. For sure. Big Star Wars fan.
And The Office. We both enjoy that together.
It's kind of it's a lot of people's thing, but it's definitely our go-to show.
Star Wars, that's a sacrificial love.
Oh, really? Oh, tell me more.
I mean, I've come to appreciate Star Wars.
Well, so for our birthdays this year, we both planned out a special day for each other. And my special day involved us watching a Star Wars movie as a family in the living room.
Yes.
And yours involved us taking care of you.
Going to the beach.
Going to the beach and having coffee.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's us.
Yeah. So we've been married for 20 years. We have 2 teenage children. Which is hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit scary. We've been in ministry, though. We added this up. How many years have we been in ministry?
I want to say, I think 23?
23 years. That is really good. And we've known each other.
That's crazy.
You'll hear our story more, but we've known each other for 35 years.
35-ish. Yes.
We don't want to be too specific. We don't want people to know exactly how old we are, because awkward.
Yeah, we met at the age of 5.
Okay, so, well, there you go. You just totally gave it away.
Well, I said ish.
Ish.
Could be negative or plus.
That's true. Give or take a few decades. Yeah. So, you know, we wanted to take this introductory pilot episode and give you kind of the reason why we have this podcast. This podcast is designed to equip and encourage those two things, to equip and encourage those of you who are in ministry and for anyone who is married or thinking of being married, for a long time. So help us unpack that a little bit, Jen, like encourage and equip those two ideas.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we always say that we want to use our lives for God's glory and for the good of man, right? The benefit of man's soul. So if we could take anything that we have learned over the years and encourage people with the same situation that we're in, which is married and in ministry, then we want to do that, right? So if you're married, we want to try to hopefully encourage you through some of our failures, some things that we've learned, some wisdom over the years. And then if you're in ministry and married, we also want to hope to encourage and equip you in that as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different scenarios that people are going through, and a lot of times things are caught, not taught. And so we are going to be unpacking different biblical truths right out of the Word of God, right out of the Bible. And we're also going to be learning some things that we've seen in other godly couples that we've adopted because we've just mimicked some great wisdom that they've laid out in their marriage. So a lot of this is caught, not taught, but there are some things we're going to learn as we kind of go through this. So each week we'll have a different topic, a different theme, and throughout the seasons we'll kind of unpack each one of those themes. And we'd love to hear from you. Is there a question that you have, a specific topic that you need help with, or a question, maybe it's very specific, but you have a question that you need help either in marriage or in ministry or together being married in ministry? Would you send us an email? Our email is marriageandministry, and you have to spell out A-N-D.
The word and,
marriageandministry@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So we'll take every 10th episode, and we'll do a mailbag episode.
That'll be fun. I love Q&As.
Yes.
I love those.
That'll be fun.
Awesome. Well, should we dig right in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So we thought for the first episode we would do what we think are the top five challenges of being married in ministry. They may not be the top five for you, but they seem to be the most challenging top five for us. And so let's just start right out. Do you want to go first or do you want me to?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. Well, let's just go big.
Okay.
How about friendships?
Friendships.
Yes. Always seems to be.
How is that? How is that a challenge in ministry? I mean, people in ministry are just likable people. They have tons of friends, right? They're just extroverted and everyone loves them and they're just totally connected to so many people.
Well, I think friendships in and of themselves just in life can be hard, right? I remember my sister saying when I was in my early 20s, if you come to the end of your life and you have 3 to 5 good friends, then consider yourself blessed, you know? And I kind of scoffed when she said that. I was like, oh, come on, 3 to 5? Wow, you know, that's not a lot. But now as I am getting older.
You're like, I only have 2. I need 3.
I'm like, dang, I gotta work on this. No, I'm just realizing kind of the wisdom in that statement and realizing that to be true, right? Sure. It's not that you just have 3 to 5 friends. We're talking about good friends, confidant friends, friends that you can trust, friends that you can be vulnerable with, that you know are going to encourage you in the Lord. You know, those friends are hard to find. The friends that are on the same track, the friends that have the same purpose and goals in life. Friendships have been, you know, something I think I've learned a lot throughout the years, and just from failed expectations. God's really just taught me a lot about that area. A lot of it's from seeking counsel from people in that area. And then a lot of it's just learned.
Yeah. And I've found, like, just because you're in ministry doesn't mean you're going to automatically have a ton of friends. Mm-hmm. In fact, we are actually at a disadvantage because think about it. You're one day friends with someone. The next day, maybe you become a youth pastor or you're a senior pastor or you're even in jail ministry. No matter what you're doing, people immediately begin to equate you with being on a pedestal. You're holier than them. You're, oh, he's a pastor. He's a minister. They're in ministry. They're doing college ministry. They must have it all figured out.
Right.
So that vulnerability and that accountability and just that kind of, hey, we're together in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. Suddenly now you're elevated next to them. And that can be very difficult for that friend, but it's also incredibly difficult for us in ministry to still have that friendship. And so what I would just say is invite intentionally those people into your life. And you don't need to feel guilty that you're not that friend, you know, to every single person. We like to say in our marriage, be friendly to everyone, But that doesn't mean you have to be friends with everyone. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference. Like, mm-hmm. we're cordial and kind, and we have acquaintances to everyone. And we have to do that in ministry. But there's amount of people that we would say we are actually close with these people and have invited them in intimately into our lives.
Right. Exactly. And we'll get more into these later episodes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, what about this one? What about this challenge of settling disputes before ministry? In other words, I call it the Saturday night fight.
Oh, yeah.
The Saturday night fight. So what is the Saturday night fight, and why is that a challenge in ministry?
Well, because we have an enemy, first of all. And I think Saturday night fights are to divide those marriages and to hinder the gospel from going forth. And I think, you know, early on in our marriage, I didn't really realize kind of the brevity of an argument on a Saturday night to you.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, I'm just your wife. We're in an argument. And we're going to hash this out till the wee hours of the night if we have to. Yeah. But, you know, as we continue to be married longer and, you know, I think we both came to the realization, like, this is
not a hill we're dying on.
Right. Exactly. And
there's something more important than this immediate need being solved.
Absolutely. And I think as women, or for myself, speaking for myself anyway, that was really key for me to learn and for the Lord to really convict me of. Like, I really have the power here to really screw up this Sunday morning teaching, not only for you, but for a congregation of people.
Yeah.
And
that's a heavy load of responsibility that you have as a pastor's wife.
Well, yeah. And it really toes the line of you know, sin. I mean, the bottom line is we just have to reconcile quickly. And even that, if that means, hey, you know what, I love you, let's kind of put a pin in this right now. Maybe we can talk about it tomorrow after service or whatever, but let's just go to bed and get a good night's rest, know that we love each other. And oftentimes we don't even go back and revisit it because it's already gone and we're kind of through it. Yeah. So we don't want to go back to it, you know?
Yeah, no words needed. And I think, you know, there's been many Sunday mornings, and maybe you're listening to this and you're going, Saturday night fight. How about Sunday morning fight?
Sure.
Or Wednesday night
fight. Sure, right.
But there are so many times I remember just right before worship or right before the sermon, I would just put my arm around you, humble myself or you to me, and just say, please forgive me. I love you.
Right.
You know, it's not worth it. And I think weighing it out, comparing it to something that's so much more important, the worth of the gospel, you know, and the integrity of being able to minister, not in the flesh, but to minister in the spirit. Because if we try to push through that, right? We try to muscle through that and say, oh, I'm still gonna preach even though I haven't talked to my wife in 3 days or you know, I haven't worked this thing out. That can cause major problems in the ministry, right?
Right. Yeah. So just ultimately, you know, really just laying down your life for the sake of the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, and choosing agape love, right? That's agape love. It's just, you know what, this could matter to me, but because of the gospel, because of you know, loving my husband with that agape love, I'm going to choose not to have it be an issue.
Yeah.
So
love that.
Okay. So this is one that's gone up and down a lot of different seasons for us.
Okay.
How about rhythms of rest and being refreshed?
Yeah. This is probably for most of our listeners, the number one challenge.
Right.
And so the idea here, right, is we could just say taking a day off. Right? Is that what we're calling it? Like taking time off and having a moment where you're spending time together. So I think the challenge with that can be there's so much to do and we maybe prioritize poorly. So what we do is we look at our week and there's no intentionality ahead of time. So what we do is we basically just like the needs are in front of us. There's a demand for discipleship. There's a demand for a social media update or a website update.
Or a hospital visit or, you know, a funeral.
There's pressing, urgent things.
Right.
And they all seem to be important, right? So that whole matrix, the Eisenhower matrix, where is this urgent? Is this important?
Right, exactly.
You know, we would say in ministry, everything's important because it's the gospel.
Right.
And whoa, there's so much urgency. And so I think not having people around us to help, where if we're just by ourselves, that can make this even more challenging.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in a city where you don't have, you know, grandma and grandpa to babysit the kids, so you can't take a date night. Maybe you're bivocational, so you can't take a day off like you normally would. Mm-hmm. And so what I would say is most of our listeners are struggling with this, even if they've got full-time ministry and no extra work and they've mm-hmm. got babysitters. They're still having a challenge
sure.
in taking that intentional time of rest.
So, yeah. Well, and I think it starts because, you know, ministry, you know, is birthed out of a calling, right, from the Lord. And it's something we love to do, something we want to do, something we desire to do. And so sometimes not realizing, oh, wait, man, this is like really bleeding over into every area of my life where it's all consuming.
Yeah.
At this point, and there's no healthy balance, you know,
yeah.
Of just making sure that we're mentally, emotionally, mentally, or physically, you know, getting that refreshing time together as yeah. a family and as a couple.
We'll spend an entire episode on this in the future, but there are many marriages represented in our audience who are yoked differently. So some of them are kind of like you yep. and I, we're right in the thick of it.
Right.
We're in the ministry in the trenches. We've talked about making a book called Beside the Ox, mm-hmm. you know, just plowing away.
Yep.
There are other marriages where maybe the husband's a pastor, the wife doesn't have any involvement in ministry.
Right.
Or opposite, maybe the wife's, you know, involved in women's ministry and the husband works and that's it. No matter where you're at, if you were to sit down with your spouse, and what we're going to do at the end of this episode is we're going to encourage you to just sit down and reflect on what has been spoken and to answer this question. So the question, when this podcast ends, this very episode, we want you to kind of turn off the podcast and sit down with your spouse. Just take 5 minutes and ask this question. Am I spending enough time with the family? Mm-hmm. And what you'll find is the answer is probably from your spouse, no. And mm-hmm. so how can we do that? So we'll talk about this in a later episode, but
yeah.
that's a huge challenge for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right. You want to hit the next one?
All right. So finances. Challenge in ministry, finances. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our time in ministry, we can be a little transparent here. Most of our time in ministry, you and I have been paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So we have made a meager salary throughout the years, bivocationally planting churches and
yep.
working outside jobs. You constantly working as you could mm-hmm. while trying to be a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just found it challenging to save up. And so for a lot of us, being in ministry, we've already traded this, like, you know, future career and lots of wealth and income. We've traded that because we want to serve Jesus. And that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be wealthy mm-hmm. and rich doing that. But what can we encourage our listeners with to think about when it comes to this idea of how to get over the hump of paycheck to paycheck?
Sure, yeah. We definitely were living paycheck to paycheck. And really, as soon as we started counting every dollar had a name, mm-hmm. and looking at our budget a little bit differently, that kind of tailspinned us into better financial stewardship
sure.
over the years. And just, you know, educating ourselves, yeah. right? So we weren't raised with a lot of financial wisdom, right? So we kind of had to gain that on our own. And I think just self-educating is huge. I mean, we have the internet, you yeah. know, at our fingertips. We can literally Google search anything that we want to.
Sure.
And so I know for us, just even the last, you know, year and a half, we've really educated ourselves on how can we be financially just better stewards. And so, yeah, just having every dollar count, have a name, try to save up at least 1 month's worth of expenses. And that did not even seem like a tangible thing at all to us. We had to work really, really hard to do that. But I think, you know, you can do it if you try. You yeah. can do it if you try. So
yeah, and we'll do a whole bunch of episodes on finances and encourage you. One place you can jump on, we'll put it in the show notes, is You Need a Budget. It's YNAB. A great resource. It's an app, but we'll put that in the show notes so you can jump on that. And get ahead. Get out of the paycheck to paycheck, especially yeah. with the current climate that the world finds itself in, where the world is in quarantine. There's lots of economic, you know, impact to that. And so many people are realizing for the first time, I need to really save up and have, you know, more than just 1 week.
Yeah. And, you know, finances isn't a topic that's really talked about very openly, you know, among even ministry friends. You know, people don't really talk about how much they make or how they're living financially or anything like that. So I would love to you know, just talk about this more in another episode and maybe share some of the practical things that we've done and yes. we've learned.
So. We might make a whole season out of finances.
I don't know. That might be taking it too far.
All right, so we've hit four of the biggest challenges in ministry. So what would be the last one?
So the last one would be that work-life balance. And this is hard. This is really a hard one. Leaving work at work. Right? Realizing ministry will always be there. Jesus and ministry are not the same. So.
Yeah. And that's a hard thing to understand. So I'm often putting in the place of Jesus Christ, I'm putting ministry in that place.
So how do you do that?
So tell
our listeners what that means.
So basically what that means is I'm approaching the work that needs to get done for the church or for my particular ministry. And I am putting that as a place of worship. So I'm saying, I have to get this done, and I'm misunderstanding and misrepresenting, thinking that what I'm doing for the church is my worship of Christ, or that's my actual relationship right. with Christ. So I'm putting ministry actually before my family. I'm putting it before my walk with Christ.
Right.
And it's very hard for us to distinguish. Hey, first of all, I'm not a pastor. I'm a son. Mm-hmm. I'm a beloved son. And so I think understanding that is a really helpful thing. And to realize ministry is always going to be there. There's always something to do. There's always a need.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that ultimately I have to be a faithful husband. I need to be a faithful dad, a loving father. I need to be a high priest of my home first
before
I'm ministering. Because what happens often, right, they say that the shoe, you know, the cobbler's kids don't have shoes.
Right.
The guy who's a good painter, his house is unpainted.
Isn't painted.
So what does that mean for ministry?
Right. Yeah. Scary.
So I'm pouring in and discipling others, and then I come home and my family's not being led, you know, and fed. So mm-hmm. I think it's so important that we kind of stop the rat race and say, wait a minute, I need to be spiritually healthy. I need to have a spiritually healthy home. And we minister out of the overflow of that mm-hmm. rather than the other way.
Like, right.
Hopefully it'll backlog and come into my marriage. No. That's where it starts and right. it flows out from that.
Right,
and
exactly.
I think that's hard.
It's so good. So good. Well, we hope that you guys have enjoyed the five challenges, the five top challenges that we think are in, you know, just being married and in ministry.
Yeah. And this is our first episode, pilot episode.
Woo-hoo.
So if you have questions, topics, you need answers to your marriage questions, send us an email, marriageandministry@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys.
Awesome. So, hey, until our next episode, stay married.
And in ministry.